NW Morning News Time, 6:16.
Coming up on the NW Morning News, there's a global war underway for talent, and Canada has to step up its game. We're going to talk with a person who's involved in the human resources management industry and look at the top five trends to work for in the to look for in the workplace in 2013, including how companies and CEOs can deal with the shortage of skilled labor. We'll get into that next here on CKNW News Talk 980. Coming up to 6:19 on the CKNW Morning News. Well, there is a skills shortage in this country, that much we know. But what are some of the other trends that are going to shape the workplace in 2013? Well, Christian Codrington is a senior manager of operations for the BC Human Resources Management Association, and they've put together a top five trends list. He joins us on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. One of the first things that jumps out at me on your list is there is a global war for talent. How is Canada dealing with that?
Canada has a variety of issues to try and attract the right people, and not just to Canada generally, but we've got different sectors as well as different provinces that are having difficulties attracting the right people. For British Columbia, for example, has got a massive challenge just competing with Alberta, for example, keeping people in the province, working at the opportunities, let's say, up in the north, liquid natural gas and the ports expand, trying to compete with the oil and gas sector in Calgary for people is a huge challenge for British Columbian employers.
You also say that to say goodbye to the desk and the 9-to-5 work schedule, that if your skills are in demand, the skilled shortage means that the in-demand employees will have more choices. Talk about that a bit.
Well, I think you've also got an issue to look at here with the age of the folks that are being attracted to many of these jobs and sort of being used to a bricks and mortar type of a work environment is very different for many of these individuals. I have an individual who I know quite well who he talked about his dream job, and that dream job, he's an iOS programmer. He's a Mac programmer. He works from home. His pay is quite high. His hours are very flexible, and his head office is in Holland. And he works out of his apartment, and twice a year, they fly him to Holland to make sure he's staying connected with the company. But in the end, he operates out of his house to do the programming for this organization.
Now, is that going to be common, do you think?
You know, I think that as many companies are struggling with costs, you're going to find ways in which to reduce these. One of the larger health authorities last year, and this is a health authority here in British Columbia, implemented a work-from-home initiative for a number of employees that fit certain criteria. And not only did they say, okay, it's okay to work from home if you meet this criteria, they went so far as to get an ergonomicist to come and visit the homes of all the people that were going to be working from home to make sure they had safe work areas set up. So, and this is a health authority. This is perhaps maybe a group that's traditionally not known as that on-the-edge cutting employer, more traditional workplace.
Tell me about what human resources people are going to be asked to do, the kinds of jobs that they're going to have to take on as well, because there are a couple of them.
Well, I think the HR challenge is sort of the combination of all of these external factors and trying to find the right solutions for the business. So thinking strategically, if you will, to be sort of 2 to 3 years out on solutions to problems, trying to find ways to influence government, if you will, on immigration policy, around making sure that we have an easy way to get people through doors into employment opportunities, things like labor market opinions. There tends to be a lot of bureaucracy around getting some of these things done.
Christian, I'll leave it there for now with our great thanks. Christian Codrington, Senior Manager of Operations at BC Human Resources Management Association, here on the Morning News at 6:22.